Why I write now is because I need the space, the size of an expanding dot, to refine the evolving identity of things. For me, writing is an act which brings to life the truth about forms and associated feelings that float in a fluid space of waking. Thinking, telling, writing began with the ocean of story. Growing up in India between the dusty northern plains of Delhi and the southern sultry port of Madras, now Chennai, in the 1960s was a sound sensation. Northern Hindustani culture evoked feudal courtesies of expression, while southern Dravidian languages were witty, audacious, and they were my mother's tongues. English, strangely, became the language of carrying the palimpsest of inheritances, colonial, historical, and ancestral. It built a flight path of the worlds I came from, a southerner living in the north, educated in English. It continues to be my identity here in England, as diaspora, that a million of us are becoming invisible and invisible ways. There was a time when I did not write. It was because there was no need to, as I relied on the stories that real people brought with them. Stories came flying across the hot, dusty days to the cool floor of my listening ear. The professions and languages that cross an Indian home's threshold are many. Often, irony and inventiveness informed late arrivals. For example, the dhobi or the washerman. The sun on the river banks didn't dry the clothes. The sweeper. Daughter had bridegroom's side, the whole village visiting. Rickshaw puller. Only school route flooded. Milkman. The buffalo died. Each excuse had domestic heroes and villains with a plot twist that made the epic Ramayana come alive. Time, Kali, was a force, named after a goddess, and their eyes rolled skyward as they chorused, "Who are we as mortals to control Kali by arriving at a given time?" Ah, there was the metatext. Another need not to write was because I was into retelling dreams to maternal grandmother during breakfast. She felt they sharpened our ways of expression. She was astute in interpreting the dream story as a barometer of our emotional ill or well-being. After school, we were fed with her stories that would caution or empower us. That practice from age 3 stayed with me long after family deaths and homes vanished from war zones. The dream time with its shores, open seas and skies continue to be a blueprint for writing. Indian myths formed their own constellations, and it was not until I started as artist in residence in Her Majesty's prisons that the real compulsion to write began. Writing became a tool to channel the confidentiality I had to maintain while churning inside with stories of lives denied. For inmates, students, and other participants, the retelling of myths enabled and provoked ideas about freedom and responsibility, harming and helping, the politics of being and becoming. The expanding dot of writing is a fingerprint of conflicts, emotions experienced through other people, incomplete, evolving a contemporary epic about the degrees of dislocation, fractured remembrances of a state of returning, migration between forces of spirit, bodies, being human, and the future.